This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. 17th nakshatra of Anuradha falls squarely inside Scorpio. It's the heart of Scorpio. From 3 degrees 20 minutes of Scorpio to 16 degrees 40 minutes of Scorpio. So talk transformation only here. What are we transforming here? Within Anuradha, you notice it's a second Saturn-driven nakshatra. We began with Pushya nakshatra first, which was nurturing people. It had to learn to nurture people, take care of people, educate people. Saturn learned that over there. In Anuradha, it becomes devotion of people, the karma of devotion to people. That's the theme of Saturn nakshatras. Yes, they are about all kinds of stored karma towards lineage, towards relationship, towards devotion to other people. Now they have to give back that kind of a devotion to nurture people again. All Saturn nakshatras are extremely nurturing from an emotional point of view, because like we spoke about in Pushya nakshatra also, it falls in water signs, all Saturn driven nakshatras. In this case, Anuradha life lesson, if you remember from the heart of nakshatra, it was merging needs the bond of love to be aroused to the zenith point or the orgasmic point. That was a life lesson of Anuradha. Now coming into this, it plays out how? Scorpio, again transformation, okay, ruled by Mars and Ketu. Therefore, we are speaking transformation in relationships. Talents being intensity, research and loyalty. All research-oriented stuff are very strong in Scorpionic nakshatras, especially Anuradha, because it is Saturn-driven. Saturn goes deep underground, uncovers the deep hidden unconscious. So being in the heart of Scorpio, it becomes investigation. Abilities include investigating, deepening relationships, we just spoke of that, and staying committed. Like I said, devotion is the theme of Anuradha. Ambition is to uncover hidden truths and deepen relationships and achieve loyalty. Loyalty in relationships, love, lineage is what Anuradha has come to see here now in this lifetime. Give back karma in that way. Fulfillment in career comes from research, therefore psychology and counseling, because it's all about the deepest unconscious in relationships. Their strengths is they are loyal, they are intense, and they can be extremely committed. One of the most committed nakshatras is Anuradha. If you want devotion in love, you can't find a better person than Anuradha, by the way. Weaknesses involve possessiveness, emotional volatility, being in water sign and Scorpio, and secrecy, again because of Scorpio. Opportunities involve research roles, psychological fields and counseling. They can become excellent counselors because their emotional body can take it. They are the transformers of emotion. Threats include emotional burnout, conflicts from possessiveness and trust issues. Keywords for career being counseling career, being a therapist, child psychologist, counselors, mental health professionals, emotional healing and counseling profession. Also, they would be good in community organizing, being a social worker, being a humanitarian career, being a non-profit organizational work. They are also good, since we saw they are good in research, they can have a research career, academic career in research, researcher of any kind, a scientist or an academic professional. The best working relationships Anuradha nakshatra people can find will be with Pushya nakshatra, the previous Saturn nakshatra, who provides structure and support in psychological and counseling roles. Jyeshtha nakshatra, the next one in Scorpio, we shall see next, enhances investigative efforts with intensity and resourcefulness. Vishakha nakshatra, the previous one, complements passion and determination in leadership roles, because the Vishakha we saw was very determined. Now let us go ahead and bridge the nakshatra characteristics and the career keywords to the Enneagram types, these three, as well as MBTI type of personality, and see how best each Enneagram type can select from these career options and MBTI types as well, how they can match, because each one has a rhythm, each one matches. Let us get into that. So the first type of Enneagram is type 2, the helper, obviously, because we saw they are good at psychological counseling roles. Key traits here being generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing and possessive. All characteristics of Anuradha nakshatra, by the way. Motivation, being needed and appreciated, forming close relationships. and moving towards people with emotional realness. Centers of intelligence being the heart. Therefore, counseling career, therapist, a mental health professional, emotional healing, child psychologist, child counseling, and so on and so forth will be good for Anuradha. So if you're a type 2 Enneagram, plus you have Anuradha as the dominant planetary nakshatras, Moon, Venus, and so on, you can become good counselors. Venus may be in relationship counseling. Moon and Sun may be in child counseling, and so on and so forth. We have to see different aspects. But have a look at your D1 and D10 chart and lords of those houses. Next one, Enneagram type 6, the loyalist. Key traits being they're engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious. Scorpio people are very suspicious. Basic desire to have security and support. Positive outlook, moving towards people. Therefore, again, it might be in terms of community organizing, social work career, social worker, humanitarian career, non-profit organizations. Why do I say that? Because it's responsible and engaging at the same time. Basic desire is to have security and support. Motivation is seeking safety and security. So therefore, they end up helping people a lot. It can also be in counseling career, being a mental health professional, and so on. Okay. That's type 6. Last one is type 5. The investigator. Now, this is where they come into research, academic career, researcher, scientist, and so on. Because the type 5 Enneagram, the investigator, is perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. All characteristics of investigation of any kind. Their motivation is to gain knowledge and understanding of the environment and conserving energy. They are moving away from people. Therefore, people-oriented professions are not very good for type 5. The non-people type, which is research, academia, being a scientist or an academic professional who is into investigation or research work, that will be good for type 5 Enneagram. Now let's see the MBTI types. What can be suitable? MBTI is for the Anuradha Nakshatra. First one, obviously you can see that all are I. All are internal, not external, not E. So INFJ, ISFJ, and INTJ. First, let's see INFJ, the advocate. They are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. Insightful, altruistic, creative, and sensitive. INFJs seek meaningful activities and deep connections. They often spend time reflecting and helping others. They excel in roles that align with their values, typically counseling, education, and social work. All three are here. Well, basically counseling and education, so they can even become teachers of psychiatry and educational field, basically academia in terms of psychology and psychiatry. That also they can do. So if you're an INFJ type, take the test. It's on my other playlist with free Excel sheets for both Enneagram and MBTI. And if you find out you are an INFJ and Anuradha dominant in your 10th Lord in D1, D10, or even Ascendant, you might have this good career path in store for you. Next one is ISFJ, the defender. Very dedicated, warm protectors, and always ready to defend their loved ones. They are loyal, meticulous, supportive, and practical. Nurturing and detail-oriented. This is the nurturing side of Scorpio, protectively nurturing. The devotional side. Work-wise, they excel in roles that involve helping others and paying attention to detail. Common fields include healthcare, education, and administrative support. Healthcare here being more of a mental or an emotional therapist, a counselor, a mentor of some kind, an emotional healing of kind, counseling profession. That would be good if you're an ISFJ as well as Anuradha Nakshatra dominant person in D1 and D10. Last one, INTJ. The architect. Now, the INTJ, the architects, are imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything, independent, decisive, skeptical, and private. They thrive in roles that require strategic planning, problem solving, and independent work. Common fields include science, engineering, and strategic management. In this case, I see more shining with Anuradha here is problem solving, more of scientific research. So more of research career, academic research fields, maybe even related to academic research fields or doing PhDs in psychology, counseling, psychiatry, and so on. They can even be teachers in those fields because they are independent and decisive. Okay, that's the keywords that tie into Anuradha Nakshatra. Now, you can take these two tests, which are in my other playlist, and check your chart, and then you'll come to better conclusions about how to narrow down among this vast selection of careers for Anuradha Nakshatra. Next, we shall deal with the 18th Nakshatra of Jyeshtha, the other half of Scorpio. I'll see you then. Take care, be safe.